Now, we haven't talked about the Trooper broadcasts.
Yeah, the Troopers, of course, are still huge in Casper, and we got involved with them early in the 60s, like 67, 68, and we came up with the idea to broadcast. It was the big competition, I think it was VFW in 1968 in Detroit. And it was KWY. Again, we were trying to find a reason for people to turn on their FM radio stations or find one. Mm-hmm. And our sponsors, like Dick Cedar at the Colonial Lounge and others, we actually took FM radios with two speakers to them to play, especially for our Trooper broadcast. So I flew into Detroit and went to the stadium there, and there's no phone line. So it's like, I'm in big trouble here because we're sold out and everybody in Casper wants to hear the Troopers. So Lyndon Johnson, the president, had flown in for the VFW convention. There was rioting going on in Detroit that summer. So Pat calls the big CBS affiliate in Detroit, WJR, and spoke with the chief engineer and said, can you help us? Because the phone company wouldn't talk to us. They're like, you're what? Casper, what? We've got the President of the United States here, and the press engineer with the Detroit station had a friend at the phone company who met me at the stadium. He said, I can't get you in the press box. I don't have time, but I'll drop a line down on the 50-yard line off of a pole. You're going to have to sit down there. Drum corps people got this, I don't know, 300-foot extension cord so I could plug in my equipment. So and you've seen the pictures. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting down on the 50-yard line doing the first ever drum corps play-by-play and did the whole program. It was great. And we did
and
Detroit.
And that was when the Troopers were doing the big sunburst and how the West was won.
Yeah, it was great. So we did there, Detroit. We did Philadelphia, Ithaca, New York, Dallas. I mean, we were right there with the Troopers. And it was a great experience, Whitewater, Wisconsin. And I had so much respect for Jim Jones and everything they were doing. So... yeah, and Johnny Shea, who was a Trooper, he ended up picking up those broadcasts later. But, yeah, the Troopers, I still get chills when I watch some of those programs. And I follow them on Facebook, you know, still, but it was great. So we were Troopers.
Misha Prather started the precursor to Free For All when she would do her interviews on Saturday, and then it later went over the lunch hour. Bill Sims did Free For All for a lot of years.
Did a great job.
And you did Free For All for a lot of years. Pat Meenan did Free For All for a time. Doc Mueller did Free For All for a time. What was it like to do Free For All pre-internet, you know, we had just an AP wire. Where did you get your topics and how did you come up with people to interview that whole process.
We have guests 4 days a week, and one day a week was open lines. Anything you want to talk about, just call. Boom. And that was a heavily sponsored program as well. But it ended up where actually anybody with anything important or political, you know, people, political parties, they would call us. And we would book out 2 or 3 weeks sometimes. So it wasn't like we had to scramble to get people to come to the be on our free-for-all. And of course, it was. People thought, "Oh, it's going to be a free for all," but it was really free for all. But but people would call us and say, "You know, Senator McGee or Senator Hansen or whomever,
the governor, or
the governor, John Mitchell, secretary, they're coming in. Can you book them for this date or this date or this date?" So we didn't have to scramble to do a lot. But again, with the ModCom Meenan philosophy is, you know, the public interest, public service. We would still do Blue Envelope Health Fund, Chamber of Commerce, whoever it was that needed help, Casper College with anything they were doing. And we actually did T-Bird basketball, too, on KWY for a number of years. So it was anything community involved that was important. We'd always find time on Free For All. We would usually interview them for 10 or 15 minutes, whoever the guest was, and then open the phone lines and say, if you've got a question, you can call. If they did, great. And most of the time, we had a lot of calls. But it was such a popular program in mid-Wyoming that we didn't have to solicit very often. It was like, no, let's, we want to get on Free For All. This is important. So